what's great about this sort of evening is the variety of awards that we see. And that's a testament to all the innovative practice that's going on. This is about literacy, but it's not simply about ticking boxes, if you like. It is very much about taking a whole variety of approaches, drawing out reluctant readers, using other interests, using links to drama, to history, to really make use, make literacy better. And I think we do see a tremendous variety of good practice across the county. This is a great opportunity to celebrate it.
Absolutely. I mean, we all hear about standards schools have to reach and Ofsted, but really, if you drill into looking at the ideas they're coming up with to get children engaged, I mean, as you mentioned, there's such a wide variety of things they're doing.
Yes, and I think we see that. And it's what's interesting, if you come to these events, as I have for over a couple of years or more now, is you see the different approaches that emerge. So it's not a case of same old each year. What you actually see is constant innovation, people taking different approaches to achieving what is really something very, very important, which is achieving higher standards of literacy and getting installed in as many of our young people as possible a love of reading.
Yeah, as you say, we know that children have to achieve certain targets with their SATs and various other tests that they do whilst they're at school. But how important is it, do you think, that a child can just pick up a book and enjoy it?
I think it's absolutely essential. I think it is something that goes far beyond what we think about simply in terms of targets or life at school. It's actually something that once you've got that, it can be, certainly is for me and I think for many, a wonderful part of life that just goes on and on. So I think it's really important that there's something here that will deliver some real enrichment for children in Kent and something that hopefully will last the rest of their lives.
And you mentioned there about reluctant readers. Also, there are children that perhaps don't have as much access to books at home. Perhaps their parents aren't particularly interested in reading, but schools are really doing a lot of work to get those children engaged as well, aren't they?
Yes, and you see that in this. You see a whole variety of different approaches. So there is the focus on reluctant readers. There is ensuring that there are children who, for a variety of reasons, will have some challenges in getting to an immediate love of books, that's overcome. And I think this is, again, one of the really encouraging things. You see that innovation, you see that practice, and we're here to celebrate it tonight.